the other whistleblowers. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The mysterious Edward Snowden is not the only whistleblower with a story about how much data the National Security Agency is gathering on Americans. In fact, his story about the government storing the phone records of every American is not even new.
The decision must have been made about a week after 9/11 to begin this program that's spying on everybody here.
A former NSA programmer named Bill Binney has been talking about it for at least a year now. In April of 2012, he was part of a teach-in at New York's Whitney Museum.
What they're doing now is pulling billing records on everyone in the country. So that meant that they could map your social network. That was about 320 million records every day.
Which is similar to what we've been hearing in the last few days. At that same teach-in last year, a privacy crusader named Jacob Applebaum actually handed out a list of street addresses.
And I have a little surprise for the audience. Possible domestic NSA interception points. 2651 Olive Street.
Addresses of NSA interception points. Now, the only coverage I found of this event dismissed it as so much left-wing paranoia. And yet, it's pretty much the same story that's being taken seriously now. By the way, here's how the teach-in ended.
Remember, whatever happens to either of us, even if there's a videotape, it was murder. Seriously.
Bill, you agree?
I make it perfectly clear to all the lawyers I have that I will never commit suicide.
Same here.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.